It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
December 14th, 2006 was a Thursday. The busy holiday season was in full swing. Christmas Eve was 10 days away, and it was the night before Hanukkah. In Soto, the Seahawks were hosting the San Francisco 49ers in a late-season matchup. The weather forecast called for high winds that night, but it was the rain that struck first, fouling the afternoon commute. Traffic backed up everywhere, and down at what was then called Quest Field, the turf was suddenly flooded. With kickoff less than an hour away, Cairo Radio's Dory Monson was at the stadium and on the mic for the pregame show when something went wrong.
Oh, the lights just flickered here. Oh, we got backup power. Don't worry about it. Do we?
Whoa,
well, it just kicked in.
The lights are going out.
I think we just went on generator power.
There you go.
The massive downpour that took Cairo off the air and delayed the start of the Seahawks game did far more serious damage elsewhere. A Madison Valley resident was trapped in her flooded basement and drowned. Then the wind picked up, and the saturated ground meant damage and destruction around the region.
And we have got multiple reports of fallen trees in the roadways, especially in Kitsap, Jefferson, Clallam, Mason, and Snohomish counties. Power lines down, standing water on area roadways. Almost too many incidents of that type to count, but these are just the highlights. I just got off the phone.
The 520 floating bridge across Lake Washington was shut down to traffic. Authorities opened the draw span to relieve pressure on the aging concrete structure. On Cairo TV's 11 o'clock news, Stan Sukhan of the Washington State Department of Transportation gave the lowdown.
Well, the winds are picking up. We're expecting even higher winds between midnight and 4 a.m. Only Mother Nature knows whether we're going to get low enough wind speeds to open this bridge in time for rush hour tomorrow. So this is just the beginning of what could be a very long night out here at the 520 bridge.
As it turned out, it was a very long night all over the Pacific Northwest, from British Columbia down into Oregon. The December 2006 storm ultimately left 15 people dead and more than a million without electricity as temperatures dropped below freezing. On the Monday after the storm, a caller named Lee spoke to KUOW's Ross Reynolds.
The one sort of concern we have here out in Indianola is there are a lot of families, including myself, with very young children and spouses that are pregnant. And, you know, we've been without power that, obviously since Thursday, where there's no running water, no hot water, no heat.
And Lee and his family weren't alone. Hundreds of thousands were without power for several days, and many had to move to hotels and shelters. The storm caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage, and Governor Christine Gregoire declared a state of emergency in western Washington. It was a historic storm, and it needed a name. So the National Weather Service in Seattle sponsored a contest. The public submitted 8,000 suggestions, and it wasn't until March 2007 that the winner was declared. From then on, it was known as the Hanukkah Eve Storm. And as for that Seahawks game, turns out the home team had a pretty stormy Hanukkah Eve, too.
Well, this is one of the most disheartening Seahawk losses of the last several years, I would say. Here at Quest Field, the Seahawks lose to the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday Night Football, 24-14, the final score.
I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
The 49ers keep a glimmer of hope in the NFC West as they...